Rhonda is a single 60-year-old who recently retired with $900,000 saved. She's done a great job accumulating, but she does not know where to start when it comes to generating retirement paychecks. We'll give her a red, yellow, or green light assessment coming up next. Welcome to Rise in Retirement,
where it is our goal to help you optimize and simplify your retirement plan.
I'm Jet.
And I'm Taco.
We're financial advisors at W.A. Smith Financial Group, a firm trusted by thousands of individuals, families, business owners. We work with people all over the U.S. Our mission, help you focus more on your life, worry less about your money. And today's hypothetical case example, is Rhonda, who's 60 years old, and she's recently retired here.
Yeah. Rhonda's frugal, put together a plan. So she met with an advisor in advance of retirement and really started to lay out the blueprint for what her retirement could begin to look like. Yeah. She didn't have really any clue how to take her nest egg, her $900,000, and create a retirement paycheck. All she knew is what she had. And she knew what Social Security was going to be, but, you know, found an advisor that put together a plan. She's questioning it a little bit now that it's been implemented of, does this plan make sense? Or, you know, is she missing anything? Is it set up properly? Is the income going to last? All that good stuff. So
pretty common, really, for people entering retirement, whether you hire an advisor, you do it on your own, you put a plan together, you invest your dollars, you know, maybe you roll a 401k over, like, did I do the right thing?
All right.
Did I mess up here? I trust my advisor. I trust myself, whatever your case is. I think it makes sense to get a second opinion sometimes.
It's your life savings.
Yeah. I mean, this is something, there's a lot of irrevocable decisions that can happen here that you got to be careful with. So this is a big deal. We get it. We've done this long enough to understand how big of a move this is for you. But you know, she's never spent her money before. And I think a lot of people, they get all up in arms about, you know, think about it for Rhonda. She's just accumulated. She's saved money. She's piled it into her 401k. She's never had to spend it. And then all of a sudden, boom, retirement hits. Now I got to spend this money. How do I do that? What should I use? Is what my advisor told me the best way, or is there a better way? So,
yeah. And if you are near retirement or you're in retirement, go check us out on retirement, riseinretirement.com. There's a ton of valuable resources. So after this video, head on over there. Make sure that you like, subscribe, share this video as well. We'll talk a little more about riseinretirement.com as we go along.
Let's detail Rhonda for you. 60 years old, just retired, 900,000 saved. Let me break that down for you. 400,000 is a traditional IRA. That was a rollover from her 401k, $250,000 Roth IRA, also same rollover. So she had Roth source, which is excellent. Love it when we see this. Had both traditional pre-tax and Roth sourcing in her 401k. She did a decent job saving outside of her retirement account. She's got $200,000 in a trust account. And then she's got an emergency fund of $50,000 at the bank.
Yeah.
That makes up her nest egg.
Yeah. No debt.
Debts are paid.
So that was one of her key goals leading up.
She wouldn't retire until that happened.
Correct. And so she made that final mortgage payment. It all timed up the way she wanted it to. She's got two kids who are on their own. They're doing well. She wants to be able to gift to them while she's living.
Yep.
While they're in a stage in life where they could probably use it and she could see them use it.
She wants to see them enjoy it.
Versus just, yep, hey, I'm gone and now my kids are going to, you know, get the money.
We love this, by the way. And it's happening more and more and more and more. And I really think it's something that if you have wealth, you have kids and you want to see them enjoy it, do it while you're alive.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's something we look at when we do a retirement tune-up financial review is, you know, hey, let's, if it's inevitable that there's going to be money left behind, number one, there's tax planning that can be done, not only for you, for Rhonda,
yep,
but also for the legacy that she's trying to leave and the gifting and things like that. So agreed. Love to see that.
Before we move on, pun on words that you'll always remember. We call this creating memory dividends. So this life is all about memories. If you have a family, you understand what we're talking about here, create memory dividends with them. Your wealth can help you do that.
Yeah. Rhonda has risk tolerance. She always has, which I think, you know, is why the savings and everything has built up to where she wants it to be. However, going from receiving a paycheck from work to now needing a paycheck from her portfolio, she does feel like the risk tolerance is waning a little bit as she built a retirement plan. She just really wants to make sure that she's diversifying the ways that she receives income in retirement. She doesn't want to rely on one single method or one single strategy. That's the definition of not putting all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah. Well said.
Her having an advisor, which we'll talk more about that relationship and how it's impacted her, that is not putting her eggs all in one basket.
No.
Putting her eggs all in one basket would be taking the entire 900 grand and putting it into one strategy only.
One stock, you know, one mutual annuity. Fund. Or,
you know, exactly. Yeah. So she's diversified really well with IRA money, Roth IRA money, post-tax money. She's got the savings. She wants to continue that diversification through how she receives income as well.
Income goal is 6,000 gross per month. She spends about 5,000 a month right now and is banking the extra 1,000 a month, which is unique. And I think you'll like this. And because of that, she's building an additional emergency cash flow above and beyond the 50,000 that she started retirement with.
Yeah.
But she's also got it in her head that that extra 1,000 a month is money that's free cash flow that she can enjoy with her kids. So she's built in this, I want to see my kids enjoy my wealth while I'm living, into her monthly budget, which I just think is great. I think that's a really unique way to look at it. Income resources, she's got $1,600 a month in Social Security when she gets to age 62. She's also got a couple of rental income properties that she's netting after expenses an additional $1,500 per month. So she invested in some rental properties as she went, and she's willing, she enjoys it. You know, you say, I don't want to be a landlord. That's part of that conversation.
Well, and that's another piece of diversification as well, is that she's got that real estate as well. She's obviously getting a nice cash flow from it for monthly expenses, but that's also an asset, you know, that she has in addition to the
$900,000.
Yep. So the income gap after that Social Security comes in, after the rental comes in, basically once she gets to age 62, she's 2 years away from that. Goal is to kick on that Social Security payment. She'll have a $2,900 per month shortfall, which is, you know, call it $35,000 per year, 3.86% withdrawal rate on her investable assets, which is really good, right? She continue on. She has a traditional IRA, or the traditional IRA money that she does have is invested in an income annuity that's paying her $1,000 a month.
Part of her income sources.
Part of that income goal. That kicks on at age 62.
Mm-hmm.
So 62, she gets Social Security. She gets the annuity income now. She's going to use her trust money that she's built, that post-tax money, to bridge the gap between 60 and 62.
Yep.
She's also looking to do some part-time work, doing a hobby more than anything, to have some supplemental income versus what she has to draw from the portfolio. Her Roth IRA, Jet, we love Roth, right? What does that mean? That means all of the growth in that money is tax-free forever. So generally want to see that be a little more on the opportunistic side. So she's got that invested into large cap equities. It's geared for long-term growth, and it's the last bucket of money that she'll, you know, plan on touching if she ever needs it for income needs.
Yep. Portion of that traditional IRA, we mentioned she had a little bit of it invested in an annuity that she'll get a paycheck from at age 62. The rest of it's dividend income based stocks. And she's using the remainder of her IRA and her trust account to provide additional income monthly from that perspective. So here's the kicker. She's got a financial advisor she works with, and that advisor works directly with her CPA, and they're on the same page and they work together. And we talk about this all the time on this channel. They are working together to manage the tax perspective. What brackets are we going to be in? Should we take more from the trust account versus the IRA? I just look at Rhonda, and she's doing a ton of things really, really well.
Yeah.
And before we give her the red, yellow, green light assessment, go to RiseInRetirement.com. Couple of things that I want you to focus on. You've got a lot of free guides and opportunistic things that you can request there that will just straight on educate you. Absolutely free, complimentary. We talk about the Retirement Tune-Up Financial Review all the time. That's a meeting. That's a meeting with one of our rockstar financial advisors on our team at WA Smith Financial. You can request one of those on RiseInRetirement.com. And if you love the videos and the things that we put out, it's a no-brainer for you to sign up for a Ascend 360 Insider. That's a weekly video email that comes from our CEO every Thursday morning. So go to Rise in Retirement and put yourself in a place to learn on a regular, consistent basis.
Yeah, click in the link in the description below. Yep. It's all there for you on RiseInRetirement.com.
Rhonda's getting a very bright, shining green light. We don't have to go on and on about this. I think she's done a terrific job. I think the advisor that she hired and the way that they've approached helping her build this plan and build retirement paychecks, they've covered all the gaps that we tend to talk about on yellow and red light cases.
Yeah. The other piece that you mentioned, the advisor works with the CPA, the advisor, her retiring at 60, she has healthcare needs from 60 to 65. Guess what? Advisor has a team that he's working with to make sure that she gets the proper insurance coverage, to get to that Medicare age too. So truly, when you think about what Rhonda's, done, number one, she's got an income plan now, and it's diversified of how she's getting those income needs. She's got her assets allocated. And as we mentioned, she's got a bunch of different types. So even though she's working with one advisor, she's got money in the annuity generating income. She's got dividend stocks. She's got large cap for the Roth, making sure that it's growing. She's got a tax plan with the advisor and CPA working together. Healthcare is covered, and we got a gifting strategy in place to make sure that the kids are seeing the money while she's living, which is what she wishes and what she wants. So
kudos to Rhonda.
Yeah.
She should be very happy. A second opinion should yield her, the type of response that would be, you're doing really, really well.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple of slight tweaks or suggestions, but for Rhonda, I think she's going to enjoy retirement and she's going to open up a lot of opportunities for herself and, for kids. So, that's it.
Key takeaway
for me, Rhonda trusted her advisor and found one that builds a team and acts as the quarterback. And I think that makes a huge difference for her. And it could have went very different for her if she would have chose someone different.
Yeah. You took the words out of my mouth. Ultimately, she acted early enough as well. She didn't retire without a plan. She went into this knowing that she needed to find the right person, build a plan, and she can now stay disciplined to that plan, not let the market and media headlines get in the way. Income's good. She's going to be in a great spot.
She'd be the epitome of that focus more on life person that we talk about. So don't forget to like, share, subscribe to our channel. Turn your bell notification on. We come to you every Sunday here with a fresh Rise in Retirement video. Check out RiseInRetirement.com. Link in the description below for that. And we're out of time.
That'll do it for today. We will see you next week right here on Rise in Retirement.